At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
This is Sports Rage. I am Gabriel Moretti. The Pistons, the players, the hustlers, the people, the busters, but everybody else in between, including everybody watching us on Roku TV, including myself. I've got a Roku TV recently, and I've been watching The Grid. Paul looks great. You look great on TV, Paul. Great on Roku, channel 263 right now. All right, so we were talking about the Green Bay Packers and liking the Packers plus the 3.5. Paul put a play in on the Packers and also the Packers team total over 23.5. Another team total and football game you're looking at, a game that actually Brady liked. Brady Cannon was with us earlier, and we talked about a Thursday nighter, and I said, what's one game that you like? And he said he liked the Buccaneers this week against the Raiders. Thinks the Raiders left it all on the line on Black Friday against the Chiefs. You and I were just discussing that Buccaneer and Panther game. How do you think... let's take the Raiders out of the equation. How do you think Tampa responds after that close game last week against Carolina?
Well, Tampa does not have a good defense. I mean, Bryce Young was cherry picking, and I went over what happened with Thielen, and Tommy Tremble was getting downfield. Tommy Tremble, look, he's a backup. 2-3 catches a game, 18-20 yards perhaps on a good day. And I think he went off for 50-something. They have several guys out. This guy, Tacky Smith, is out. Shoyanka is out. Britt is out. And it has really hurt their defense. They have not been good the entire year. If you remember, Lamar Jackson put up huge numbers against them on that nationally televised game. Atlanta went through them. They're going to be up against it, and this is where Brady's point comes into play. If the Raiders feel like playing, look, they had an impressive performance against Kansas City. They were able to move the ball downfield, and I don't think they're going to toss the towel in. This line opened up at 7.5. It broke 7, and it's down to 6.5. I did not take the points. I feel like I should have. I was close to doing it. I did not. I wouldn't take it here. But I do think there'll be some points here. I grabbed it at 44.5, laying a little juice at 45 flat. It's up to 46 for good reason, because I do think Tampa's going to score some points at home. Mike Evans is questionable, but I think he will play. And he did play last week. And then you have this defense, which gives up a lot of ground. So I'm going to look for this game to go over the 45, and I'll look for the Raiders to put some points up and hopefully cash a ticket.
I think there's going to be points in this football game. As you stated, you can move the ball. Bryce Young was running for his life and still picking up chunk plays through the air in this game. And we know that Tampa have a very, very good offense as well. All right, let's talk some college football, Paul, before we get you out of here. We've got three games on Friday night. Western Kentucky, Jacksonville State. Rich Rod's done a great job with his program. They're really fired up for this game. 5-point favorites, total 57.5. Tulane, we spent a lot of time earlier in the week talking about Tulane guys laying 6. in upstate New York and against in West Point against Army, sitting at 5 right now, 45.5. UNLV, finally this line moved up to 4. I thought it was a little light at the 3.5. It's moved up to 4. Boise, leg 4. This game is in Boise. All these games are home games on Friday night. They're not neutral field football games. But, Paul, you've attacked the first one that I just brought up. Western Kentucky and Jacksonville State on Friday night. The total is 57.5.
Okay, don't be misled by the game on Saturday, because Western Kentucky did defeat Jacksonville State 19-17. But the caveat is Jacksonville State was already in this game. Western Kentucky needed to win. So the motivation was with the Hilltoppers, clearly, and it showed up in the final score. But let's take a look at this Western Kentucky team. This is not your vintage Hilltopper team from years past. Go back to the Middle Tennessee game. Vadiato, the quarterback for Middle Tennessee, went 24-31 for 456. 49-21 win, Western Kentucky. Middle Tennessee punted only once. New Mexico, 55 rushes, 330 yards. And the only reason Western Kentucky prevailed there was that they had a 5-2 turnover edge. Louisiana Tech beats them, runs for, I think it was 44 times for over 200. And then on the other side, Western Kentucky ran for 63 yards on 22 carries with a 25-yard breakaway run in there. So basically outside of that, it was 21-37. And I'm not finished, because they took on Liberty. And Liberty, 419 yards rushing on 63 carries. And it wasn't even a contest. Salt didn't even have to throw the ball much. And Liberty wins that one 38-21. This is not a very good team. And maybe you're catching some line value because of what happened on Saturday, them defeating Jacksonville State, who got off to a shaky start against Coastal Carolina, but steadily improved under Rich Rod, and they are the better football team. Open up 3. It's up to 5. I laid the 3 with some juice earlier in the week, but I still think they're going to win going away here, and they'll put Western Kentucky away.
Paul, you're a Mac guy. You enjoy the Maction during the regular season, one of the conferences that you like to follow. We have the Mac Championship in Detroit, Ohio, and Miami, Ohio. Both these programs want this this championship bad. Miami, Ohio, the Redhawks are -2. The total's 44.5 in that game, Paul. Are you going to do anything with this one?
You know what, Gabe? I looked at it. And, you know, sometimes you struggle to come up with an opinion. And if you struggle to come up with an opinion, at least the way I approach it is, if I'm struggling, it means I don't have a strong opinion. And I'll probably lay off the game. But there's always props in these games. And, you know, one of them you want to take a look at, these are low-scoring teams, maybe no score in the first 6 minutes. But I will look at some player props here. I think there's going to be some opportunities in college. I think they set numbers which are generally weak, and they do post them. So that's the direction I'll be looking at there going in that on that game.
As far as, we got about 2.5 minutes, 2 minutes or so, Paul, here. So we got Penn State and the Ducks on Saturday night. Clemson and SMU is an interesting one. SMU really haven't played anybody this year, but they are good, and Clemson always lose big games. And SMU are 2.5-point favorite, total 55.5 in that one. We got a Georgia-Texas rematch. A fun one early in the morning on the West Coast, 12 o'clock Pacific, 9 a.m., 12 noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific, at Jerry's World in Dallas, Iowa State and Arizona State. What are your thoughts on some of the bigger conference championship games?
I haven't been impressed with Iowa State's defense. I wasn't impressed the other night against K-State. They were able to move the ball. K-State was, I think it'll be a higher scoring game. As far as Penn State, Oregon, I have not been impressed with the Nittany Lions since the beginning of the year. I mean, they rang up some big wins against weak opponents. I think they played Kent, and just name the score. It was like, what, 56-0. And But I believe in this Oregon team, and I believe in the quarterback. So I just think they're a better team. I've seen Penn State going back as far as UCLA, and they were gashed in the middle. You could run against the Nittany Lions. So I'm going to go with Oregon here to cover this smallish number. I think they have a good shot to win the whole thing. I'm going Ducks.
I agree with you. In fact, that's the one play I already put in, Paul. So I'm glad that we feel the same way. I bet it a couple of days ago. I thought the number would move, and it did. It went up, but it's come back down again to pretty much where it is. But I agree. I think Oregon is the best team in football, and I expect them to win the national championship. Thanks, Paul.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Week two, I was like, wow, I can't believe I'm down to the last, like, 18% or something already. I got bounced. Paul had various entries. That's the key, too. And he had two alive going into last week, and now he's down to one still, and there's only 52 people left. Next year, I'm going to be more aggressive with it. I played one entry. Next year in a Circus Survivor, I'm going to try to play, like, three at least. Right? At least give yourself a chance, because if you can make it kind of far. And Paul didn't talk about it much, but, you know, Paul did hedge a bit, and he ended up making money, right? So, it was almost like only $1,000 to enter. When you get this far, if you're in a survivor, you put the money in, you got $14 million on the line, you're going to put, like, $5,000-$10,000 or something, if you can, $20,000, whatever, on the other side, right? You got nothing to lose at this point. And if they win and you lose the $10,000-$20,000, it's like, all right, fine. I've only got a couple of more weeks left in this Circus Survivor, and you can just do it again until the end, and you get the 14 mil, or you end up cashing out large with the hedging along the way. And I don't believe in hedging. We always talk hedging is for gardeners, but when we're talking about $14 million, that's a little bit different. You're talking about $14 million. Yeah, that's just a little bit different. So we wish Paul Bovey the best of luck in the Circus Survivor. Let's check in with the basketball right now. We got a fun one going on. Auburn and Duke. It's 66-64 right now with 7.5 minutes left at Cameron Indoor. Some people think this Auburn team's the best team in the country, including Ken Pom. Auburn are getting 3.5 right now. In-game total is 163.5. I'm on Auburn plus the points, and I was on the original total of 146.5. 146 to the over. It's up to 165.5. Right now. NHL hockey. We gave you the Dallas Stars to win the hockey game tonight. We said the Stars have beaten the Kings 4 straight times, 8 of the last 10 times they played, and are also 8-2 to the under. So we're on the Stars. They're up 2-0. We're on the under 5.5. That's what the total is right now. And the Vegas Golden Knights are up 2-0 on the Ducks. Midway through the second period of play, we love the under 6.5 in this game. And the total right now was 5.5. Let's bring in Babano, one of the ice guys. Ian Cameron in the house. Babano, good to see you. What do you think of these hockey games going on right now? Stars, Kings, Knights, and Ducks right now.
Yeah, Gabe, I like the way the Stars game couldn't have started any better. As I had the first period over in that Dallas-LA game, something to note, people that bet NHL hockey, First period totals trends, if you start to find a team that's getting on one of these and you find it quickly enough, you can really start to ride it and cash in game in and game out. Dallas is now 8-1 to the first period over in their last nine games after tonight. And it really started with that explosion they had against Pittsburgh. You know, they were struggling to score and they blew out the Penguins. And since then, they've gone 8-1 to the over in the first period. I'm also with you, Gabe, on Dallas here. I just thought the price was cheap, you know, considering they're the better team. I know Tyler Seguin's injury is a big deal, but how many times do we see the team step up? First game losing one of their best players and so far off to a great start.
Yeah, you know what? And the LA Kings have a battle. Normally a better road team than home team, but they have been a good home team. But I agree with you. I thought this is a short price for the Stars, and they play often, and it's been very one-sided, right? I'm not going to overlook that, Babano. The Stars have beaten them 8 of the last 10 times they played. Like this, that's like a 3-year body of work. You know what I'm saying? You know, like, so that's, it's not just like a little bit of pattern. That's like, and the same rosters, like you said, for the most, the Kings and the Stars have been the same damn team for the most part, right? I mean, you know, here and there, little tweaks here and there, etc. And 4 straight wins for them, right? And I bet the under 6.5, Babano, was a contrast here. And I know you know the trends in the NHL, but I don't think, and we brought it up last night, but I don't think the common casual fan realized the Ducks are a big under team, man. 15-6-2 to the under on the season coming into tonight. I know Vegas were an over team, but we saw in a 1-0 game last night. I like the under 6.5 in this game, and so far, so good.
Yeah, no doubt. And it's actually 5 straight unders in this series with the Stars and the Kings. And the reason I like the first period over was actually 3 of those 5 games did go over in the first period. So it's been a pattern of goals early, and then it starts to slow down and defense takes over later in the game between the Stars and the Kings. And hopefully we see that for tonight once again, especially for you and anyone else on the under in this game. And then the other game, Vegas and Anaheim. I took a shot with Anaheim tonight just because you got Vegas on the back-to-back. Ducks have actually played the Golden Knights kind of tough, but now they're down 2-0 and going to need to get the offense going to get back in it.
All right, so college basketball, guys, we got a really close one. It's 68-66 right now for the Blue Devils over Auburn with 6 minutes left at Cameron Indoor. It's plus 2 and Auburn are plus 155 on the money line. The total is 162.5 right now. Texas are up on NC State 61-59 with 30 seconds left. But a couple of games just got started, Babano. USC, the USC Trojans. Listen, the Ducks have been playing good basketball. Conference play has begun. And it, once again, it feels strange to say that this is a Big Ten game between the Ducks and the USC Trojans, like Washington and UCLA last night. They were like, they're making their Big Ten basketball debut last night, Washington versus UCLA. But we have old-school Pac-12 rivals.
Watching that game, Washington-UCLA last night, I'm still getting used to the Big Ten logo being in Pauley Pavilion on the court. I'm like, what is this?
I noticed that at the Rose Bowl. I was watching USC-UCLA. They were like, it's the wind's picking up a little bit, and they showed a Big Ten flag blowing in the end zone. I was like, it's getting a little strange.
It's real life.
LA's Big Ten country now. So it's a bizarre world that we're in. But, you know, all you need to know about this, Babano, about how the Ducks are respected. The Trojans are on a lot when you come on. It seems like they play every Wednesday night. And we talked about them not covering those big numbers, but they are winning games, Babano. And here they are right now. They're up by 7 on the Ducks, 28-21, but the Ducks are still only getting plus 1.5 right now. What do you think about that game?
So Oregon's definitely the better team, but I faded Oregon. I rode Oregon and Dane Altman in the tournament, but I took USC tonight.
You're on the Trojans, huh?
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
The LA Kings just got on the board. 2-1 for the Dallas Stars. 13 minutes left in the second period of play. Vegas Golden Knights up 2-0 on the Ducks. 7 minutes left in the second period of play. NBA basketball. The T-Wolves are smoking the Clippers right now. It's 52-28 for the T-Wolves at the half. Only 28 points put up by the Clippers. Duke are up by 5 right now with 3:52 left. So we're just under the 4-minute TV timeout. A lot of basketball left in this game. 73-68. Auburn are currently getting 6.5. We got a 30-23 game now. USC are up 7 on the Ducks. USC are currently minus 3.5. The Ducks are getting 3.5. All right, we'll get to all these conference championship college football games, but the Four Nations Cup is actually around the corner. We're into December right now. This thing is, it's pretty much actually, it's about 2 months away, literally and figuratively. It starts February 12th. So we're about 2 months away right now, and all four nations announced their rosters today. So let's take a look at this. The best of X is the best of the NHL. All right, so let's start off. With Finland here. The Finns, listen, this is only a 4-team tournament, but Bano, when you get into the Olympics, the Finns are the kings of the bronze medal. These guys, they never win, right? They always make it far. They get bounced, and they're the one team that cares more in the bronze medal game all the time. And they always nail down a bronze medal. They're the kings of finishing third in these tournaments. But there's only four. There's only four teams. Finland do have the longest odds to win the tournament, Babano. Listen, Finnish players in the NHL, they're all very similar. They're great two-way players. They're not very flashy. This Finnish team sort of lacks offensive punch, but they're going to be good at tying you up. They're going to play really low-scoring hockey games, and the Finns are always a dangerous team in international play. What's your take on the Finnish roster?
Yeah, not as much depth, obviously, as the other three countries with the Finland roster. But I think there's still a little more punch offensively than maybe they've had in the past. When you're talking about Sebastian Aho, who's been a great player for Carolina, Barkov's got the offensive side of the puck with him. Roope Hintz for the Dallas Stars is a great player. You bring in Kaapo Kakko, probably having the best season he's had so far with the New York Rangers. What if Patrick Laine, who scores his first goal in his first game with Montreal last night, gets into form? Is in good form going into that tournament and gives them some punch from the power play. So all of a sudden, and Teuvo Teravainen, Mikko Rantanen for Colorado. To me, they're a little bit better offensively, but the name of the game is still going to be shutting you down, playing good defense, forwards that are littered with two-way ability. And I think their goaltending this year it's interesting because UC Saros has had an up-and-down year, but the guys I want to look at, the other two goalies, Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen for Buffalo has been very solid this year, and Kevin Lankinen especially for Vancouver, who I think's probably got a good chance to be the number one goalie for the for Team Finland, given the way he's played with Vancouver. Lankinen's deserving of this spot, and I think their goaltending's decent. It's just not quite as depth laden as the other teams, and that's going to be the challenge here for Finland. But this is a competitive team, and they're going to have the ability to spring an upset or two in this tournament.
They're plus 700. The odds are very good for it's only a 4-team tournament, guys. It's a round robin. All four teams will play each other, and boom, there's a final game after. It's like a week-long round robin tournament in Montreal and Boston. Championship game is in Boston. So the Finns are 7-1. The Swedes are plus 450, and Sweden are super dangerous. All right, Sweden are super dangerous up front. Their defensemen are very, very explosive. They can score. The Swedes are strong between the pipes as well. I personally think, Babano, from a betting perspective, there's no value whatsoever on Canada plus 125. And on paper, the USA have a better roster, actually, than Canada. So it's kind of lunacy that Canada are plus 125 favorites. USA are plus 200. But, guys, we're talking about a four-freaking-team tournament here, right? It's a game here, a game there. And all this firepower, Babano, I tweeted it out earlier, and as you just said, these games, bro, are going to be low-scoring games, right? Like, the Swedes and Finns are going to slow stuff down, man. Like, they're going to make it hard. They're not stupid. They're not going to say, oh, let's let Austin Matthews. And they really know how to, like, play the trap, and they call it the torpedo in Europe. There's going to be low-scoring games in this, so all the firepower really doesn't – it looks flashy on paper, guys, but Finland will be dangerous. We'll hit it more on the other side.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
This is Sports Rage. I am Morency. Ian Cameron kicking with us. Sirius XM Channel 159, Sports Grid Radio and Television Network. We'll get to the college football in a moment, but we're talking about the Four Nations Cup. So it starts February 12th, and we were talking about the odds. And for me in a four-team tournament, I'm just looking for value. And you could argue, listen, you're getting 7-1 on the Finns. That's not crazy. Like if somebody, you said, I'm taking Finland because they're plus 700, and plus they're good. Right, anything can happen. It's a there's like, dude, they're playing each other once. Like, you know what I mean? They're playing each other once, and there's a semifinal and a final. So all it takes is an upset here, a game there, and they're all NHL players, so anything can happen. And also, whatever, you got a hot goalie, and you brought it up, Abano. Pretty crazy that someone that was kind of a throwaway by the Nashville Predators has been a savior for the Vancouver Canucks at Lankinen. And the guy's unbelievable. He's playing great hockey. Right, last year, Seelov saved them in the playoffs, and Seelov, he's lost it. But Lankin's been rock solid. I mean, the guy, he started off like 8-0 on the road. He's 10-2 on the road now, Lankin. And so you're right, I wouldn't be surprised if he actually was the goalie. But when talking about Canada, that's the big concern. Babano, some people are wondering why Logan Thompson should have been on the team. But the Team Canada goalies, you do have two Stanley Cup winners. You've got Hill from Vegas. You've got Jordan Binnington from the St. Louis Blues. And you got Sam Montembeault from the Montreal Canadiens, who did win a world championship for Team Canada. So there's a familiarity, and they trust him. And Montembeault is one of these guys that's not on a very good team, but he's a good goalie. And he'll be good on a really good team because he's used to playing in front of a bad defense, behind a bad defense with the Canadiens. But the USA team, Babano, they're the deepest ones, like, if you really look at it. Like, up front, I think Sweden. We can backtrack to Sweden, bro, but Nylander's a badass. Pedersen's a badass. Their defensemen are good two-way defensive players. Like I said, to me, Sweden at plus 450. I tweeted out earlier, Babano, if I had to take one team to win this thing, and, like, from a betting perspective, I'll take my chances with Sweden. Like, I would rather Sweden at plus 450 than Canada at plus 125.
So I agree with that. And Sweden at plus 450 is appealing to me. But the one I like the most and the team I think is going to win is the U.S. I just really like what I'm seeing from the U.S. roster on paper. They're loaded up front. And they've got guys that are all having great years. Kyle Connor's having a great year. Kachuk's having a great year. Boldy's been awesome. Hughes has been awesome. Austin Matthews, he's been out, so his numbers aren't as good. He's had some injury problems, and then he's got two goals tonight for Toronto. Don't worry about him. He'll be fine when that tournament rolls around. Their defense is very good. You know what I like? They've got size. They are a very big team up and down the lineup, and in fact, they've got a big size advantage over Canada. The one thing you'll say about Canada's forwards, a little bit smaller in stature. And that could be something that maybe tilts the scale a little bit for the U.S. Going into this tournament. Their D is solid. The goaltending is certainly solidified with Ottinger being and Hellebuck being their top two guys. So this U.S. team, and I think this is a continuation of what we've seen from USA Hockey from winning the World Junior Gold Medal. This is a country that is going to be very good in this sport and continuing to get better for years to come. I do like them to win this event.
USA Hockey actually has dominated international hockey for about the last 5 years. Like the under 16s, under 18s, women's, this and that. Like they've, USA Hockey, this is the golden year, so to speak. You see it with the top draft picks. You see the growth of NCAA hockey. But you, and not to mention Bibano too, man, you got the Hughes brothers playing together, right? You got the Tkachuk brothers playing together. So like there's a familiarity. They have heart as well. Like you said, they're gritty. They're super fast. You got speed guys. You got a bunch of snipers here, JT Miller, Austin Matthews, Jack Hughes. You got the grinders. You got Jake Gensel. You got Kyle Connor. You got Jack Eichel. You got Brock Nelson. I guess defensively, I'd say, you know what, that'd be the one spot. I think, you know what I mean? You would say, all right, they're not perfect on defense, but their goaltending rock solid as well, but bad. O'Connor, Hellebuck, Jake, and Jeremy Swayman. I think it would be Hellebuck and battle with Hellebuck and Ottinger. But so you right now, and we're still a little bit of ways away, but right now you're saying that USA wins this thing at plus 200.
That would be my choice, definitely right now, plus 200. For value, I don't mind the Sweden value, but I actually like the value on Finland, quite honestly, plus 700. I like how they defend. They're going to be a tough score against. They're going to be in some low-scoring games, but they've got a little bit more offense to maybe have that game-breaking goal in some of these close, lower-scoring games with some of the forwards that they are going to have on this particular roster. I thought Finland should have been priced a little closer to Sweden, quite honestly, than they are. More around the 5-1 range rather than the 7.5-1 range. So I do like Finland at plus 700 for my longer shot.
And Team Canada is very top-heavy, but not as much depth, in my opinion, as the United States. But you've got star power at the top, Sidney Crosby, Connor McDavid, Nathan MacKinnon.
Oh, the best top six in the tournament, bar none, is Canada. On paper.
Yeah. But also Canada are older, though. This is another thing. Canada are older, but it doesn't really matter. It's a weak tournament. But they are older. Their defense, you got Cale Makar, Josh Morrissey, Petrangelo, Sanheim, Devontae, Shea Theodore. The big thing that I didn't bring up, Mitch Marner, Brad Marchand on the team. The only one, you know, people were talking about that was sort of the surprise, I guess, would be Seth Jarvis on this hockey team. But that was like the big topic after the roster was announced.
Yeah, that was. That was a bit of a surprise. Brad Marchand, where there was talk about because he struggled, but do you have to give him maybe still you got to put a guy that's
you need some
so
grit
for years.
You need some grit, and like he's that room guy, Babano. He's the sandpaper in that room. He's the guy that'll do something dirty on the ice that the other guys won't do.
You know what's pretty crazy? Is Sportsnet threw up the list of snubs, the list of omissions for Team Canada, and I didn't see Stuart Skinner. I didn't see him on there. I didn't see Jamie Benn on there. These are guys that I thought would have been at least considered, and they didn't even get
Skinner.
On the list of notable omissions. Those two guys.
You're right. Skinner played well in the playoffs last year. He went to the Stanley Cup final. He went to a game seven. I think the inconsistency factor hurt him. Yeah. And I guess the other one was sort of Nick Suzuki's a player that some people thought should have been on the team, right? Or like over Jarvis.
Yeah.
Because he does so many different things.
You know? Could have been on the States and people thought maybe he should have been on the USA.
And the States, that shows how deep the States are. The States said no to the youth, eh, Babano? Like Tage Thompson, Cole Caulfield? No, you're not on the team. Tage Thompson, another one, Buffalo Sabre.
Yes, exactly. You wonder if last year's struggles hurt him a little bit, Tage Thompson, but he's had a better year this year, but didn't make it.
And not that he was deserving of it, but I think a lot of us, it was talked a lot about Connor Bedard would probably be on this team, right? And not even really in the conversation. And nobody's saying, oh, he should have been on the team.
No.
He didn't deserve to be on the team, right? And he played for Canada in the World Junior Championship, guys, which is kind of a... If you want to be on Team Canada, you got to show your loyalty to them. Like, you can't just put your hand up like when it's a big-time tournament. Like, Bedard showed his loyalty, played in the World Juniors. He got, you know, the Blackhawks were eliminated. He got on a plane. He went to Europe. He played for Canada. But you know what this means, Babano? He's not going to be on the Olympic team next year now either. Like, that somewhat, like, you would have pictured by then, you know what I mean? Like, his career trajectory that he would be on the Olympic team. But if you're not on this team, you're not going to be on the Olympic team, Babano. Just point blank. Unless the kid goes out and scores 40 goals in between now and then.
If Bedard,
yeah, if he
really
scores like 40 goals
next year, yeah, maybe I think they could change that. But he's going to have to work for it. There's no question.
All right, Ian Cameron kicking it with us. So it'll be a fun tournament. The games are only in two cities if anyone wants to go. They're in Montreal and they're in Boston. They pick two good hockey cities.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The holidays are here, and that means it's the most wonderful time of the year to save with Rakuten. Use Rakuten to stack cash back at your favorite stores on top of holiday sales. That's savings on savings. With Rakuten, you can get cash back on gifts for everyone on your list. From toys for the kids to kitchen gear for the person who loves to cook to electronics for everyone. You can even save on something for yourself. Just shop the stores you love and cash back is automatically added to your account. And you can get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. Or eligible American Express card members can even choose to earn membership rewards points instead of cash back. It's truly a no-brainer. Join for free today and get a new member bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Just go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's Rakuten. Terms and conditions apply.
To put this in, so Montreal and Boston, both these cities will be rocking. USA are playing Canada Saturday night in Montreal, February the 15th. That's going to be a fun night.
That's
but don't forget, guys. That's gonna be like 500 and more to get in, but dude, this doesn't matter, Babano. It's a scrimmage for the Olympics next year. You know what I mean?
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, let's roll. Let's talk some college football. We were talking some college football earlier with Babano, with Bovey, but let's talk with Babano right now. Let's get right after it. Friday night's games, Western Kentucky and Jacksonville State. These two teams just played, but it didn't mean anything for Jacksonville State, and they were geared up for this game. They knew they were already hosting this game. And now they're laying 5 coming off the loss. The total's 57.5. We got Tulane now laying 5 against Army on Friday night in New York at Army. Massive game for the Black Knights. It was 6. Now it's 5. 45.5 is the total. And the game of the night, UNLV and Boise State in Boise, Idaho, Friday night. It's up to 4 right now. And the total is 57.5. What do you think about Friday's card, Babano?
So I think I could only lay the points with Jacksonville State. Their run game is what carries the offense, and Western Kentucky does not have a good run defense. And I know there's questions about the health of Tyler Huff, the quarterback for Jacksonville State, but that's not going to, I think, affect their ability to run the football very well. Western Kentucky struggled with that. Rich Rod there gets this game at home. I would lay the 5 with Jacksonville State. Tulane Army is tough because John Summerall coached two teams in the past, in 3 games facing a triple option offense, have given up a combined 9 points in the 3 games. He has been a great job shutting down the triple option.
Yeah,
but I just saw Tulane. Yeah, I just saw Tulane get ripped apart, though, on the ground against Memphis, a team that's not even that great running the football. So I'm a little conflicted, but I was leaning Army initially, but, man, I was scared off a little bit by looking at that those results and the success that John Summerall, and this includes when he was at Troy before he got the Tulane job, how good he has been defending the triple option. I mean, 9 points allowed in three games against option teams. That's pretty damn dominant. So I'd lean under, actually, in that Tulane-Army game. And then the last game, I'm giving a shot with UNLV, plus the points. I know they lost the regular season game, Gabe, to Boise at Allegiant Stadium. And I know in that blue turf, Friday night won't be easy. But Boise didn't look their best down the stretch. You know, the Oregon State game, they let the Beavers hang around. They barely beat Wyoming. San Jose State was a misleading final score with San Jose State in that game in the fourth quarter. I think Boise played their best football early in the season. They're not necessarily playing as well here down the stretch. I think that's a field goal game. I'll take a chance there with UNLV plus four.
We got Iowa State and Arizona State. Winner is going to the playoffs. I don't know if UNLV will get in if they win. I think they should. They would deserve to be honest, if they beat Boise State, but people aren't expecting them to, so it's not really being talked about much. But this one's more clear-cut. Iowa State, Arizona State, the winner is in the college football playoffs. Arizona State are two-point favorites. This game is at the Cowboy Stadium in Arlington, Texas, Cherry's World. Iowa State, of course, just coming off the big win against Kansas State, in which they locked down 10 wins for the first time in school history. Arizona State absolutely destroyed Arizona, had a scrimmage and a walkthrough last week. What are your thoughts on this one? This is an interesting game and a contrast of styles here. I do think, though, from a betting perspective, the 49.5 is too low. Right? We just saw K-State, me and Bovey talked about it. You saw K-State move the ball on Iowa State's defense. I think Iowa State will be able to move the ball on Arizona State. 49.5 is too low, Babano. I think this game will definitely get into the 50s, but who do you think wins the game?
Yeah, I'm with you as the for the total. I think it's a little light. I still like Arizona State. Now, they are without their best receiver. He got injured in the game against Arizona, and unfortunately got injured in the second half when it was already a blowout. So that's what makes that even worse for ASU, but I still think the Sun Devils can overcome that. Maybe it's some bias on my part because I've won a lot of bets this year with Arizona State and Kenny Dillingham's team. They've been very good to me. They've got Cam Scataboo, one of the best running backs in college football, and Iowa State's not been good against the run. We're talking 160 rushing yards allowed, closer to the 90th ranking in run defense. It's not what you want to see trying to tackle that big guy who's been absolutely tremendous for Arizona State. And I think ASU can still get this job done here on Saturday.
These games are also ABC.
Like Levitt, their quarterback, just a little more than Rocco Becht, just a little bit. I think Levitt's a really good quarterback for them.
All these games on ABC. That game's on ABC. Then you got the Georgia-Texas game, ABC, leading into Clemson and SMU on ABC on Saturday night. So Georgia and Texas have already played. Georgia rolled them in Austin. Here's another total, 49.5. And anyone who watches Georgia Bulldog games knows, man, they don't play a lot of games to go under 49.5. Like, they usually score in the 40s, and they give up a chunk of points as well. You know, Georgia's defense, Babana, was really good on paper for most of the season, but you can move the ball on them. Texas's offense has been inconsistent, but Texas's defense has been elite. Some people question Texas's schedule that they played. I think Texas are the real deal. And this game, this would be pretty psychologically damaging, actually, if you're Texas and you lose this game. Like, even if you still get into the playoffs, you don't want to lose this game. You want to go into this on a roll. What are your thoughts on the Bulldogs and the Longhorns rematch in Atlanta?
I think Texas is going to get them this time. I just do. Hook them. I know Georgia dominated them in Austin earlier this year, but there's a couple things I don't like for Georgia. They were off that physical warfare against Georgia Tech last week. That was a physical game. That was an exhausting game. It took 4.5 hours of real time to
complete that game.
Yeah, and now you got to come back and you got to face a Texas team that is coming off the game where I think that I've seen them – I don't think I've seen them dominate the line of scrimmage physically more than they did against Texas A&M last week. I was very impressed with their front seven on defense. I was impressed with their O-line. And after a physical – just a physical battle in the trenches with Georgia Tech last week, to turn around and play this game is going to be difficult. What I would do if I'm Sark, and if I think this way, I'm hoping he does, put some kind of Art Manning package in there, because the quarterback run game with Haynes King last week really, really gave Georgia problems. And I think you've got to put that in. Quinn Ewers, he's a little more athletic than Quinn. I think that would be a good thing to do for Texas's chances here.
I think it's a good call, actually, and I would expect that. People that call for our...
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Manning to play more. It's weird to say. It's crazy that you have a Manning, the quarterback, that can only run the ball right now. He can throw it, but they're more comfortable with him just running it. He's freaking fast for a Manning.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, we're into the home stretch right now. The Dallas Stars and the LA Kings are tied at 2 going into the third period of play. We played 2 periods of play in Orange County as well. Vegas are up 2-1 on the Ducks. In-game totals 5.5 there, and in-game totals 6.5 in the Kings and the Stars. All right, so we've only got a couple of minutes here. We're talking about the conference championship football games. And Clemson play against SMU on Saturday night in Charlotte. So this game's in Charlotte, 8 o'clock Eastern time. And last week, Babano, I don't know if you saw it, but before the earlier in the week, Dabo Sweeney was running his mouth about how, like, the South Carolina don't matter. And when you talk about football in the state of South Carolina, they talk about Clemson. And he was like, put my name on that, and I'm not going to walk that back. And he was talking big, and he's always complaining about the rankings and this and that. And then he goes out and they lose to South Carolina. Now, this week, he's talking about winning the national championship, right? He's saying, oh, you know what? Wouldn't it be something if a 3-2? What would you all say now if a 3-loss team, we're going to go out there and win a national championship? And I'm thinking, dude, worry about beating SMU, let alone winning the world in a national championship. Clemson haven't won a big game in a little while. They beat bad teams, Clemson. They're the kings of this. And I like their win total coming into the year, Babano. And I told people I thought Clemson were going to make the playoffs. And people kind of rolled their eyes, and I said, dude, they win like 10 games every year. Like, they've won double-digit games like 13 of the last 14 years. They had one bad year, but they're not as good as they used to be. Like, they don't win like they can get there. They're like a UFC fighter, you know what I mean, Babano, that can beat all the, you know what I mean? They can work their way up the ladder, but once they get into that contender fight where the winner gets the champ, they'll lose. And then they have to do it all over again. The thing is, SMU haven't played anybody. So I don't really know how good SMU are, Babano. I mean, they're good, you know, like I said, what's SMU's best win? BYU? Like, SMU literally dodged a lot of bullets on their schedule this year. I'm not saying they're not a good team, but I guess we'll find out here in this game. This is a tough game to pick because I think SMU are better than Clemson, but you know, Clemson have more talent than they do. So what's your pick on that one? This is a really tough one.
Yeah, it is because of the strength of schedule dynamic, which is clearly in Clemson's favor. But at the same time, the eye test from watching, 12 games of football for both of these teams, that I think SMU is a better team. I just do. I like Kevin Jennings a lot more than Cade Klubnik. Cade Klubnik had that little stretch where he was lighting it up against some bad teams and bad defenses, but now we're starting to see him struggle again down the stretch when he had to play South Carolina. Even the Pitt game, they should have lost against Pitt. They didn't play that well on offense in that game against Pittsburgh, Clemson's offense. They were lucky as hell to get out of that with a win. Meanwhile, SMU, you can only beat who you played. When you look at them, they're demolishing these teams. Pitt, BC, Virginia, Cal. The Duke game was close. That was their scare. But Manny Diaz did a great job turning around Duke. Every game, really, they went to Louisville, who beat Clemson. Think about that. They went to Louisville, who beat Clemson, and they beat Louisville 34-27 as a 6.5-point dog. I'm siding with SMU here. I just am. The eye test tells me I think they're the better offense. I think their defenses are – Clemson is pretty good on defense. It's pretty close there between the two teams, that side of the ball. But I do think they have the better offense, the better quarterback. I'll take my chances with that. Give me SMU.
It would be unbelievable if they win this game. Like I said, all these newcomers coming into these conferences, and Florida State sued the ACC – and part of their lawsuit stating that letting SMU in would lower the power ranking and ratings and dilute the product because they said SMU weren't good enough for the ACC. And now the SMU are knocking on it. But that's the one that I have almost the toughest with. Texas, Georgia is a tough one. They're all tough, actually. The last one here, we got to get out of here. But the last one, this is the one I'm most confident in, besides some of these other overs that I like. But I don't think Penn State. I think the Ducks are going to roll Penn State here. I'm not saying they're going to kill them. They don't have to kill them, but I think they're going to beat them by more than 3.5 points.
There's a not so big game, James Franklin. There's not a chance I'm taking him in a game like this magnitude. So yeah, I'm with you. Oregon or nothing for me.
The game is in the Midwest. It's a travel spot for the Ducks, but the Ducks really haven't shown a. The Ducks have been like a pro team. They're systematic on a weekly basis, and they're looking to run the table here, right? I know it's like they could lose and be in the playoffs still, but they want to go undefeated, and they want to get the top seed. All right, we'll see you on 8 o'clock tomorrow night for the football game. Other than that, you're on your own. Later.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.